Talk. So I'm going to give the talk first to Malte Schrader. Here you go, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. I'm going to talk about Aptainer, a container platform, and how you might want to use it for robotics. Probably most of you know that the different WASP releases are targeted to specific Ubuntu versions. So when I first started using WASP, I wanted to remove as much friction as possible. So I did a dual boot between my daily OS and the specific Ubuntu version. But at some point, I wanted to interact with a robot that uses WASP 2 Jazzy. So what do I do now? I could do a triple boot, and that's actually what I did. But at that point, it was kind of annoying to switch between the different OSs. And during the same time, we started a robotics club and built a mobile robot that uses the NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano. And those support only Ubuntu 22. So there's no option to install Ubuntu 24. But luckily there's Docker, and the Open Source Robotics Foundation maintains and makes available all the different Docker images for the different WASP versions, so that's great. But for me at least, it is kind of hard to get GUI programs to work from inside the container, and it is even harder to connect to devices, to connect to network and whatever, if you're not Docker expert. So when I want to learn WASP 2, I don't want to learn Docker as well. And in general, we might want to ask ourselves the question, do we use containers in robotics because we want to sandbox the software as much as possible, or is it more about packaging and environment? And if it's for the latter, Aptainer might be a great alternative that simplifies the containerization setup. Because, first of all, what is Aptainer? Aptainer is a container platform that is originally made for high-performance computing. But it is also compatible with images from Docker Hub and other OCI registries. It is daemonless, just like Portman. And as a fun fact, all the different container images are stored as one single file, so you can easily move them around between PCs. But the main selling point for Aptainer for robotics is their philosophy, and that is integration over isolation by default. And with that, what that means is that you are the same user inside the container as you were outside. So if you had access to a device and could read and write from it, you can do the same from inside. And in addition to that, in Aptainer, there are a lot of default mounts. So with those, GUI programs just work, and the connection to a serial device that is connected to /dev or something also just works without configuration. So in the end, we can simplify a Docker command like this to just this in Aptainer. And yeah, doing the privilege flag if you install Docker just as root is kind of dangerous. So we have to install Docker as non-root. So this is like the main takeaway. Aptainer is still compatible with OCI images, and the philosophy behind it, integration over isolation by default, is great for robotics because we might not want to use the sandboxing feature of containers in the first place. Lastly, I want to give a small referral to Pixie, the new package manager that is out there, and this right now the preferred way to install WASP 2 on Windows, and that might also be a great alternative to containerization in general to get a WASP 2 setup done. And there, I think, will also be a talk later that touches Pixie a bit. So you might want to check that out as well. And thanks, that was already it. And I wrote a small Aptainer robotics guide if you want to check that out and get started with Aptainer. Thanks.